California isn't the only state getting buried under snow this winter. Utah has had above normal snow as well. And that's been good news for snowboarders and sledders and another winter sport that some people in Utah love, and it calls for skis and a horse. Sierra Hewlett of the Mountain West News Bureau takes us to a recent ski-joring competition.
If you've never heard of ski-joring, think water skiing. Except the skier is pulled by a rope attached to a horse on snow.
It is so intense. You can feel my horse's heartbeat. You can feel my heartbeat.
This is Shelby Moore, one third of Team Frisky Whiskey. She's the one who trains the horse to pull a skier and guides it during the race. It's her second year participating in this weekend's competition in Heber, Utah.
What I'm looking for when I'm on the track is listening for Troy.
Troy is the skier on the team.
Troy's usually yelling at me, go slower, go faster, you know. So that's what I'm really listening for. And I'm always constantly looking back when I feel him pull on me a little bit harder than normal, just to make sure that he's still up.
Troy Houston, or T-Roy, as he likes to call himself, has been skiing for more than 50 years, ski-joring for 8. Here's what's going through his head as he's racing.
Hang on to the rope. You got to be looking at the horse, because you don't know what the horse is. It all of a sudden acts up, or they go too fast, and you really got to compensate for everything that's going on. So it's a team effort.
But there's more. The skier also has to grab rings with one hand, shimmy them onto their arm, and snatch the rope again. Sometimes there are rings for the rider, too. And then there's the gates, turns, and jumps. So why would anyone do this?
Well, it's just the rush. Something new, something different. And my wife's like going, you're going on your own. If you get hurt, good luck, you know. But it's just fun.
The horses have to accelerate super quickly while pulling a skier. And then the skier is constantly adjusting, so there isn't too much slack in the rope. Moore says one of the biggest challenges for her is making sure the horse doesn't lose its footing.
It gets slick out there on the course, so we need to slow down and make sure that they have the traction that they need. That's my biggest fear is if my horse falls, it's going to hurt my horse and then me or my skiers. So,
the first record of an animal pulling a human on skis is from thousands of years ago in Central Asia. Equine ski-joring arrived in North America in the early 1900s. The term comes from a Norwegian word meaning ski driving. Competitions here in Heber, Utah began in 2017. The third member of Team Frisky Whiskey is Jack. He's a 1,200-pound tall gray horse and quite curious. He keeps trying to get in on this interview.
Yes, he's a love bug. He likes the attention. He knows what's going on. He's ready to compete.
Houston straps on his skis. It's time to get Jack ready to race. There's a cowboy, rural Utah energy to the sport. Some skiers wear chaps and a cowboy hat. And there are lots of funny team names like Biscuits and Groovy and Sundance Kids. By the end of the weekend, Team Frisky Whiskey did not place. But Houston says the sport is about more than that.
Everybody needs to get outside and enjoy and breathe the clean air and live life to its fullest under the blue dome.
Very good.
Amen.
There could be more ski-joring in Utah's future if the state wins its Winter Olympic bid. Ski-Jor International is working to bring the sport back to the Olympics. Yes, back. It made a single appearance as a demonstration sport in the 1928 Olympic Games. For Here and Now, I'm Ciara Hewlett.